Okay. Did I turn you to Romans 8 a long time ago? Are y'all still there? Okay. Verse 28. And we know. My question is, do we know? See, because I'll just use the phrase not to offend you. Come hell or high water, he's the Lord. Right? So do we really know that? Because a lot of people are like, oh no, not this again. Oh no, here we go again. Oh, not another. Oh God, what's going to go wrong next? That can be a normal mentality in the church. Driven by what could go wrong. Looking over your shoulder. Thinking yesterday. Some of us, we run to our bed at night like it's our savior. Because we're so glad today is over. And we made it through. And we dive in our bed like it's our savior. And we go, oh, because we got through another day. But watch what it affects. You got to wake up for another. And if you wake up for another, you're threatened and intimidated by the way the day's been. Now it's hard to, that's where depressions and things like that come from. Lack of motivation, don't want to get out of bed. Why? Because you don't have the perception. I encourage people, their bedside, I don't care how tough it was, control and cut covenant with you and your, then you'll have the faith over and live your day another day. What a terrible, excuse me for using that phrase, but I got to say it. What a terrible way to live. That's wrong perspective. If my eye is good, Matthew 6:22, Luke 11:34, the eye is the lamp of the body. If my eye's clear, if it's good, if it's single, my whole body's flooded with light. If it's not, my body's filling with darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great is the huge? Single. If your eye's single, if it sees in agreement with God, one way view. It's not optional. It's not multiple choice. I see one way through him. He's the way, not a way, the way. Does this make sense? Very, very important. A lot of us have been taught that the gospel is we get saved so that we have a better life and God blesses us. And then when opposition comes, we question the love of God. We question where God is. We say, why is he letting this happen? He said, trials and troubles will come. In me you have peace. In the world you have tribulation. In me you have peace. Trials and troubles are going to come. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. What he means is he's brought a new perspective and a new view. He brought his kingdom perspective here. And we need to live by it. We need to see what he sees. We need to live from heaven's view.